Last week in Utah, the Republican-led legislature passed what's being touted as a landmark gay rights bill with the support of the Mormon Church. Frankie Barnhill has more on what that could mean for conservative Idaho.
The new law, which is being called the Utah Compromise, grants protections to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people when it comes to employment and housing. It does not address the subject of discrimination in public accommodations, so a business owner could refuse service on the basis of a customer's sexuality. The Mormon Church supported the bill, clearing the path for it in the Utah legislature. During a panel at the Brookings Institution in Washington, D.C. yesterday, former Utah Governor Michael Levitt, who is a member of the Mormon Church, says the spirit of compromise can be applied beyond Utah's border.
There is a legislative toolkit now that will be available to those in any jurisdiction to at least begin to say, this is the place when there's enough pain that will ultimately arrive. Why don't we get down to having a conversation about it now?
But like most compromises, not everyone is happy. People on both the left and right say the Utah law is deeply flawed and shouldn't be used as a model for other conservative states. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.